Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Have a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, the president of the Galen Institute, GALEN.org is the website. You got to go there and check it out, folks. If you care about the future of your health care, and if you're a small business owner and you're trying to make sure that you have the maximum opportunity to provide health care benefits for your employees so you can be competitive with getting the best employees, you need to know what Grace Marie and her folks are up to. Also, you need to buy the book, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. It's a brand new book. It's very up to date on what's going on and why Obamacare, in my opinion, is wrong for your small business. Grace Marie, thank you again for all the work you do. Thanks for hanging out with us. Wrap this up for us. We've been talking about the history of healthcare reform attempts to get market-based solutions. We've been talking about Obamacare as it is now in the courts, in the hands of the courts. We're expecting a decision next summer, next June probably, on various aspects, maybe the entire package of Obamacare in advance of the election. Grace Marie, think about what an interesting campaign season that will be.
I know, absolutely. I think the thing I most want to stress for your listeners, Jim, is that employers should do what works for them right now. There are terrific options out there in the marketplace for these health savings accounts, health reimbursement arrangements, ways to engage your employees as partners in managing health care costs and taking a more active role in managing their health care. And those are still on the books. And more and more companies, including big companies, are putting health savings accounts in the mix of their employee offerings. When you do this the right way and help employees understand that they can participate in the savings if you buy these high deductible plans, then they become your partners. They like them because those accounts can move with them as they go from job to job. And the more people that have health savings accounts, consumer-directed plans, the harder it will be for Obamacare to shut them down. There are about 12 million people with health savings accounts, at least twice that many more with other kinds of consumer-directed plans. Big companies are looking at this as their option, and small businesses, don't be intimidated by this law. Do the right thing. Talk to your brokers, talk to your agents, and look at health savings accounts, because that's the way to save money. That's the way to hold on to your health insurance, keep your employees happy, and just say, you know, Obamacare doesn't exist for me yet, and I'm betting that the Congress is going to straighten this out, right, or the Supreme Court or the voters. And we're going to be able to get back on the right track.
And folks, I know two of the people who you admire most in the whole world, Jim Blasingame and Steve Forbes. I know those two people, you admire them, you expect their advice above all others. The two of us have HSAs in our businesses, so if that's worth anything to you. Hey, Grace Marie, this President Obama's health care plan, his law, is coming about part of the seams, isn't it? I mean, components of it are being found to be either illegal or they don't work or people are getting exemptions for them. I mean, the thing has never stopped unraveling, has it?
No, and it continues to be more unpopular the more people find out about it. The individual mandate, 4 out of 5 Americans think the federal government should not be able to tell us to purchase health insurance. So that the centerpiece of their law is hugely unpopular. We just learned last month that the CLASS Act, this is the new government long-term care insurance program, is simply a Ponzi scheme that would never work, and the administration had to pull the plug on it because there was no way to make it
that
work.
That was a huge blow to the validity of this law, isn't it?
And it's a precursor to the fact that the whole thing won't work. I had a piece in the Wall Street Journal last week in which I talked about the fact that even if the individual mandate were upheld, it's not going to work. I mean, how can you say that you have to, here's the fine for not buying insurance is $695 a year when it's fully implemented, and yet the cost of the policy is going to be $20,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are people going to do? The same with small businesses. I'm just going to pay the fine and send my employees over to the exchanges.
Mm-hmm. Which ultimately is not going to be good for America. Grace Marie, thank you.
And we can't afford it.
That's exactly right. And it's heading us in the wrong direction, folks. It's not helping to heal our financial problems. It's causing more of those. Grace Marie, thank you again for 14 great years. Thanks for all you do for small business, and keep up the good work.
Jim, congratulations to you. You're terrific.
We'll see you next time. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, truly a great American. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.